Well, a new genetically modified apple will soon be hitting shelves in the Midwest. It's called the Arctic Apple. It's made by the Canadian company Okanagan Specialty Fruits, and it will be sold pre-sliced. And here's the thing about it. It won't turn brown when exposed to air. The Canadian fruit grower has spent 20 years developing the apple and working to get regulatory approval. And for more, we're joined by Caitlin Dewey, food policy writer at The Washington Post. Caitlin, first tell us how this apple works. How does it not brown?
Well, it's really interesting. They're using a technique called gene silencing. And basically what they're doing is turning off the genes that produce the enzyme that causes an apple to brown when it's exposed to air. So it may brown eventually. It will still produce a little bit of that enzyme, but it'll be totally unlike other apples that, you know, when you slice them, they sort of brown immediately or within a couple minutes.
And the problem with apples browning is what exactly? Because you could still eat them when they're brown.
Yeah, well, a lot of people would argue there's no problem at all, right? But, you know, it is very popular to sell apples pre-sliced in things like Happy Meals, for instance. And those apples have to be treated with things like vitamin C or lemon juice or, you know, various chemicals. So the thought is that these apples won't have to be treated. They'll have to be treated less. They could reduce food waste, that sort of thing.
And is this product thought to be safe?
It is thought to be safe by scientists. Certainly there is a great deal of scientific consensus around the safety of this type of genetically modified produce. That said, a lot of advocates are concerned that there could be harms to the environment, and they say that there's a lot that science doesn't know yet.
And is there a sense that if people like these genetically modified apple slices that don't brown, that it may change their attitudes on genetically modified foods generally?
Yeah, that's definitely what the industry is hoping. You know, right now, GMOs represent a sort of abstract, scary idea to a lot of consumers. And a lot of companies believe that if they can just land the right product that, you know, really shows the consumer benefits of GMOs, that that will lead to a shift in perception and maybe open the door to all kinds of genetically modified vegetables and fruits.
So seedless watermelons didn't do it. but apples that don't brown would do it.
Right, exactly. Well, the seedless watermelon isn't genetically modified. The last fruit or vegetable that was offered to consumers like this was actually a potato that doesn't brown. It's called the innate potato. Hmm. And there was a tomato as well in the 90s that didn't do so well. But they're hoping the apple will be the big winner.
Are there other similar fruits on the way?
Yeah, you know, the FDA just approved a pink pineapple. It has been engineered to have greater health impacts, better sort of like chemicals and nutrients in it than your standard pineapple does. There are also a team of researchers in the UK who have developed a purple tomato. It has some of the antioxidant properties of blueberries, except in tomato form. And there's really no telling what else these companies will come up with if they see that there's a market for these products.
And there are probably some people listening to this saying, why are scientists working on this? Is this really the biggest problem in the world of food, is to get apples to not brown so that consumers are more likely to eat them?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I mean, essentially, something like the apple, you know, it's pretty nakedly a marketing ploy, right? It's an attempt to expand a market that has been stagnant for a long time. But GMO technology, advocates at least say, could have very profound impacts on things like agricultural yields and the ability of, you know, farmers to grow crops in certain types of difficult climates and things like that. So in that regard, this technology is actually pretty important.
And these apples will still go bad at some point, right?
They will, yeah. This isn't like the Twinkie apple that lasts for 20 years or something. They just won't go brown. And in fact, they might brown a little bit, just certainly not to the degree of a standard apple you'd get today.
That's Caitlin Dewey, a food policy writer at The Washington Post. Caitlin, thanks.
Thank you.